But evacuation orders were given and tsunami warnings sounded for our Pacific neighbours after those series of earthquakes, three of them, hit off New Zealand's northeast coast this morning. Let's get the very latest on this now. I'm joined by Jake McKee, who's a reporter from Newstalk ZB in Auckland on New Zealand's North Island. Jake, thanks for joining us. Is this tsunami warning still in place?
No, so we just in the last hour have had that reduced. It is now a beach and marine threat, they're calling it, which means there is still advice to not go in or near the water around New Zealand's coastal areas. But thankfully, it does mean those who had to evacuate this morning are able to finally head home.
And a lot of people did evacuate, didn't they? How many heeded that advice?
So all around, especially the kind of the upper North Island coastal areas, especially the, from Gisborne, which is the East Cape, right up to the top of the North Island, pretty much everyone that was in those coastal areas did follow the advice. Luckily, some of these areas are essentially from the shore, it's almost cliffs, so they were able to just head there. It wasn't necessarily a head inland message. We did have reports of a lot of traffic this morning as those people tried.
Yeah, we saw the pictures of enormous traffic jams of people wanting to head up into that higher ground, and from those vantage points, they could, a lot of them, see the ocean too, couldn't they?
Yes, indeed. And we got, people were calling in and sending us footage of kind of tidal surges there. The lucky thing was that it seemed really positive. No one was kind of, you know, causing chaos. It was a really calm process. Everyone kind of just kind of united together and took the approach of, we're in the boat. Shouldn't really say the boat, but we're in this together. And, you know, everyone's just trying to get to safety.
Yeah, and that is good to hear, because I could imagine that a real sense of panic could have ensued in this circumstance. But the fact that the warnings were given so clearly and that people did adhere to that advice, and now the downgrading of that is good. And with the earthquakes themselves, three of them, one of them an 8.1 magnitude, would have been felt in large parts of the country.
Well, that's the very first one, the 7.1 that happened just after 2:30 a.m. That happened off our East Cape, but GNS, which is our science, they record our volcano earthquake activity and such. They have a map, and people can report if they've felt earthquakes, and that map will show where around the country people are feeling it. That blew up with people feeling it right across the country, even in Auckland, where we relatively don't often feel earthquakes, especially in comparison to the rest of the country, which is obviously on many fault lines.
Yeah, well, it's as we know, the rattles happen very often in New Zealand. Jake, thank you so much for the latest on the situation in New Zealand. Jake McKee there, journalist with Newstalk ZB. And closer to home, the Bureau of Meteorology reported observations just before 10 a.m. that a 64-centimetre tsunami wave had impacted Norfolk Island. Further tsunami waves are possible, so I will get you the latest information on that as it comes through.